Buju Anin.
Danach at Anzeni Shukwithan.
Tante.
Ay, Inuhalikai.
Words and culture weaves conversations with indigenous language and knowledge keepers to learn, celebrate, and connect. Join us as we delve into distinct indigenous language families beginning in February.
Rendez-vous francophonie fait commencer. Jour privé 31 mars, participez à plusieurs activités, films, concours, festival et la trier. Rendez-vous kounya sur rvf.ca. N'attend nous.
Yes, my friends, for the love of music and global cultures, fusion, and all other things glorious. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the largest mountain in Burnaby, the namesake. In fact, Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University campus. Yes, I am Nick. And this is Wandering Rhythms, 2 hours now of global music and focusing on the crossroads, the mixing of cultures, always new sounds happening in the world, and we are trying to explore some of the best of them. So the first hour of Wandering Rhythms is always a buffet of travel going all around the place, trying to surprise you with all these new genres that are being cross-pollinated constantly. And then in the second hour, we travel to a specific corner of the world. This week, West Bengal, India. That's right, it's one of the eastern provinces. It borders on Bangladesh to the east. And yeah, speak the same language, Bangla. Well, it's one of the cultural centers of India, and we have yet to dive specifically into this province, this region. So, yes, expect some very exciting sounds in 1 hour from now coming from eastern India. In the meantime, though, we'll kick off the show with a new and exciting project from Zuarungu, Ghana, a singer who's just put out her first full-length album. Her name is Florence Aduni. And on this album, the fabulous production of Mr. Muggy Whitefield, or Max Whitefield, in other words. Yes, he is from Germany, and he's been traveling to Ghana for many years. He actually has a little label here that this album came out on. It's called Philophone, and he set up a studio down there and just seems to be loving all the Ghanaian musicians he's been working with. So yeah, he's got a few other projects back in the 90s, the Poets of Rhythm. He's in a band, blanking right now, what are they called? Anyhow, lots of cool, really, really exciting fusion stuff that he makes. So this song, we're going to hear O Yine Te San Tue. This is from the album An Ordinary Exercise in Unity. Florence Aduni on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Oh,
That was a mix of two bands, one from France and one from Colombia. The Colombia part is, kind of like it's like the darker color that makes it very, very Latin. You know, you don't really hear the French in there so much, the French influence. But yeah, two bands, two very cool acts, and they put their names together with the name of this album, Pulci Perla. Well, that's the name credited the artist, but it is the band La Perla from Colombia. And And the one from France is Pulcinella. Okay, yes. So a hybrid of their sounds together. Yeah, many, many instruments. Too many, in fact, to name. But you get saxes, you get huacharacas, and so on. Maracas. And yeah, Chicharacha was the name of that song. And Chicharachera. And the album is called Take Quieto. So Pulci Perla. Very nice. Before that, we heard something a bit more electronic, more laid back. It was a band from Fujisawa, Japan. Maya Ongaku and three fellas who actually were here last weekend playing with Les Temps de l'Air, a band playing the desert blues of Niger. Yes, concert in Vancouver, two very different bands sharing the stage. So the song we heard was, yes, Anoyo Drive by Maya Ongaku from their new LP, Electronic Phantoms. So yeah, drum beats, a little bit of sax in there as well, guitars. Yeah, nice laid-back stuff. And we started off the program with something very different. We heard Florence Aduni from the Frafra culture of Ghana and her debut LP, An Ordinary Exercise in Unity, featuring the production of Max Weisenfeld, who is also known as Muggy Whitefield, confusingly, and was in many bands, including the Whitefield Brothers with his brother Jan, and the Poets of Rhythm, and has played with lots of other African bands. So really bringing some cool psych production to this music, and playing synths and percussion, etc. So yeah, we heard the song Oyine Te San Tue. So a little bit of futuristic high life music mixed with funk and some Afrobeat and who knows what else. But yeah, very cool album by Florence Aduni. And next on Wandering Rhythms Radio, we will hear some local music. A band who has also just put out their first full album. They are called Never Plenty. And they've been active for about 3 years now. Their album just came out this March. It is self-titled, and we're going to hear the first song from that album, White Owl. This is some psych prog exciting fuzz rock coming at you from Van City. Wandering Rhythms Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
de la physique se font méphistophéliques. Seigneur suprême de l'Olympe, Marie, Madeleine, nos saints. Nassambeli, Nabeleli, Bakoko, Bayoka. Nassambeli, Nassengi, Bolingo, Selioko, Bolingo, Wana, Bolingo, Angone.
T'en souviens-t-il? Nous voguions en silence. On entendait au loin sur l'onde et sous les cieux que le bruit des rameurs qui frappaient en cadence. Des flots harmonieux. Par-delà les constellations, les trous noirs et les voies lactées, surgit le fruit de la passion. Nous sommes là pour célébrer. Viens, viens et suscite de ton glaive nu la langue pure de la tribu. À genoux devant la pépite, serviteurs ailés d'Aphrodite, viens, viens, sévice d'Eurydice. On refait le disque du lys.